The State Assembly held a public hearing today on the plan to rehabilitate the shrinking Salton Sea in Imperial County. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The Salton Sea has been shrinking rapidly in 2018, after most of the water it used to get from agricultural runoff was directed to other parts of the state last year. And less water means more exposed lake bed, which comes with a number of problems. It's exposing the communities around it to toxic dust, which has created an asthma crisis in the area. It's also putting migratory birds who use the man-made lake at risk as the water becomes saltier and fish die off. That's what led the Assembly Committee on Water, Parks, and Wildlife to hold a 3-hour public hearing called Ensuring Successful Implementation of the Salton Sea Management Plan. That's the 10-year plan by the California Natural Resources Agency to stop the sea from becoming an environmental and public health disaster that could spread to the rest of Southern California. It includes creating wetland areas for migratory birds and plowing exposed lake bed to mitigate the toxic dust. But Ben Hueso, a state senator from Imperial County, said during the hearing that the 10-year plan alone won't save the sea.
It will not be enough. It'll be a fraction of the solution. And this is one of the biggest issues affecting all of Southern California. It's going to affect our water supply. It's going to affect our environment, the quality of life. And it's a solvable problem.
Right now, the state has not secured the nearly $400 million in funds that the plan requires. Mike Lyons is the director of public policy for the California Audubon, which advocates for bird and wildlife conservation. He represented the organization at the committee hearing. Lyons says the Salton Sea must be taken care of because it's an important part of the Pacific Flyway, which is the path that migratory birds take from Alaska to Argentina. Loss of wetland habitat in California has already drastically reduced the number of birds that pass through the state, from its height of about 40 million.
Now we estimate there may be 6 to 8 million that go through California.
Lyons says he appreciates that the committee held a hearing on the Salton Sea, but he's also frustrated by what he sees as a lack of attention from Sacramento.
They showed that we still don't have specific timelines. We don't have real commitments to meet those goals. And all those promises won't mean anything unless we get those projects built, we control the dust to protect people, and we provide habitat for birds.
Lyons says that if this problem were happening in Los Angeles or San Francisco, he believes it would have been solved 10 years ago.
And it's unfair and inequitable to the people that live in that area to continue to let the problem linger.
You can learn more about the shrinking Salton Sea and the Salton Sea Management Plan at resources.ca.gov. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.